I'd like to welcome you to the Hunting Dog Public Podcast. I'm your host, Miles Miller. Here we'll be discussing pleasure hunts, competition hunts, and anything else related to the use of hunting dogs. It's our sole purpose to bring awareness to the sport of hunting with dogs. And now it's time to let's talk some dogs. Today's word, 1 Chronicles 16:24. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. 1 Chronicles 16:24. Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just trying to catch up with you. I know we had talked about this a while back, but I wanted to get you on here and do a little breakdown on the world hunt.
Yeah.
But, so for everybody listening today, I'm Miles Miller with the Hunting Dog Public Podcast. Today we got Mr. Mike Powers. He has been on before. If y'all hadn't listened to his first episode, please go do that. But today we're going to talk about the OMCBA Junior World Hunt that he won back the first week of December. So, Mr. Mike, if you would, just go ahead and tell us a little bit about what dog you're hunting, and we'll get right into it.
I'm hunting a little dog of Little Sniper and Rosebud off Toby Fikes' Rosebud female. They've made that cross three times. He's out of the second cross. And probably one of the most, at first it was a love-hate relationship. Sometimes I hated him, sometimes I loved him, but it ended up being, he's probably one of the best young dogs I've ever trained, owned, or anything. He's, he simply amazes me still to this day some days how he could treat squirrels. So he's a squirrel dog from get-go. I seen a lot of potential when he was young, and it led up to the world hunt. I even tried going to Jamestown last year before he was a year old in the spring hunt, seeing what he needed to have corrected. We did our homework. We came back to the junior world, and he ended up prevailing. I mean, he's a nice little dog. The first cast we drew out two nice little young dogs. Gator should have had 700 plus, 100 minus, and 100 circle, but, shouldn't say that. He should have had 700 plus, but the one ended up being 100 circle when he was walking in there. The squirrel bailed out. He didn't see it. And the little female, we heard her squealing across the woods, and she treed and she had it. But it was outside his steps. So he ended up getting 100 circle on that. And then he went out and treed two squirrel. And then a little male dog that was in there, I think his name was Ridge. Jeremy, I cannot remember the last name of that guy. He lives over there. He lives in Tennessee. Super nice guy. We kind of hit it off. His little dog treed just right outside the steps of Gator and had another squirrel. And he ended up doing a nice job on another one, but he ended up taking two minuses, and the little female took a minus and 200 plus also in 100 circle. But Gator went on and started treeing squirrels right and left, and his minus he took. He timbered a squirrel, and I treed him, and then all of us heard him just start squalling and going through the woods. And I said, well, he's timbering that one. And they looked at me and I said, well, he's minus. And they said, well, he's timbering a squirrel. I said, we didn't see it, so he's minus. And then he went on and treed three more. So he ended up with 400 plus 100 circle because of the 100 minus, but it actually ended up 500 plus 100 minus 100 circle on that first cast. Looked real good. And actually I asked them, I said, you know, you guys want to kind of quit? And they go, no, we just want to watch him tree squirrels. I was like, okay, let's watch him tree squirrels. So that was the first cast. And, you know, I ended up, I feel, you know, you get fortunate that, you know what I mean, the little dog performed and you got your breaks and everything like that. So that was the first cast. And then he went on, I'm trying to remember the cast here.
So real quick, on the first cast, y'all looked at 9 squirrels.
We looked at 9 squirrels. Yes.
That's pretty good for anywhere in the country, but sometimes in Jamestown, it can get a little hard treeing some squirrels.
Yeah. Luckily, my buddy Sammy Green ended up putting me in this spot. He always helps me down there when I go to Jamestown. He gives me some nice spots, and it worked out to my favor. So I got to give a shout out to my good buddy Sammy.
What kind of weather were y'all hunting in? I know when I interviewed Samuel, their weather kind of got a little funky for a little bit.
Well, that evening, that first cast, I'll be honest with you, it got a little hot. And they were super dry down there because they were in that out that y'all were down there. It hadn't had rain. It was real dry. I mean, leaves were crunching. It got a little warm that afternoon. And it seemed like, you know what I mean, he just, at first it seemed dead, and then finally, like I said, he sunk in there and treed that squirrel. It took him like 15, 20 minutes to finally tree it when we first cut loose, and I was like, oh God, we're in trouble. And then as he kept going, as it got closer to evening, he just started treeing them then, you know what I mean? And then when it got about 40 minutes before dark, he nailed 3 squirrels or 4 squirrels in a row, like bam, 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 bam. So, I mean, he and a den, so... He was rocking and rolling. And then he hunted Friday night. I cannot remember who he hunted against Friday night. I cannot remember that. I can't remember.
I'm going to try to look it up. But who?
And then he hunted against the dog that won the UMCA World Hunt on Saturday morning. And it was just a 2-dog cast between Gator and him. And that ended up, Ducey ended up withdrawing with 100 plus 300 circle. And I had 300 plus. And Gator was there and another squirrel on the leash when he ended up taking. And he was getting ready to withdraw, which super nice guy. And he had a nice young dog. So
that was my guess. One of the questions, or I guess one of the clarifications that Sam McGrain made whenever I interviewed him, how long are the casts in OMCBA?
2 hours.
So even for the junior hunts, are going to be a 2-hour cast?
Yes, they're 2 hours each round. And then on the Saturday, we had to go morning and evening that round.
So that's pretty difficult. I know, you know, most of the big hunts, NSD, USDC and all, they're only an hour and a half. So what do you have to do different to prepare for a 2-hour cast?
I don't prepare any different. I always try to condition, diet, everything with Gator. He hunts every round. I hunt him. Sometimes I hunt him twice a day, morning and evening. Or I might do a midday round, put him in the truck, go get something to eat, drink, and then be back out within an hour or two and condition him another hour or two, you know, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Sometimes it's an hour depending on the time frame, depending on him. I always like keeping the fire in him, but he's pretty much like an Energizer bunny. He usually doesn't seem like it affects him, but he is well conditioned. I mean, he's... muscled up like you wouldn't believe, and he's conditioned. Not saying he don't have bad days. Every dog has bad days, but when I was getting ready for that world, he was hitting on all cylinders, and then he went down there. Actually, a few days before the world hunt, he actually looked like crap, and I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, with going down there. But thought, well, let's go, and then he went down there, and he just, it's like it clicked in him, like, you know what I mean? Let's go time, let's go. And he did it. He did a real nice job. I couldn't have been more proud of the little dog.
Gotcha. So who did you draw Saturday for the final cast?
I drew Kenny Gray and his male dog out of Festus. I think there was a few litter mates there in that cast. His name, the dog is Big Mac. So I drew the Big Mac dog, and he ended up taking, and he was a nice dog. He had some unfortunate things that happened on the cast where a hog ran by him, and he left a tree chasing the hog. But, you know, young dogs do stupid things. You know what I mean? I didn't fault him on none of that. Gator ended up treeing two squirrels. Big Mac treed one, but he took a minus, and then Gator had several circle points. I think he had a tree or two more than Big Mac.
Gotcha. So that final cast was just heads up?
Yeah, just heads up. Yep. And Jamie Brown was judging it. So we had a non-hunting judge.
Gotcha. So what does winning the junior world, I guess, what does that entail? What prizes do you get? What recognition do you get for winning OMCBA junior world?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all in what people think. You know, I'm not anybody, you know what I mean? I'm not on the board. I don't, you know what I mean? I belong to the OMCBA. So I hear all this stuff, oh, they cheat, they do this, they do that. I think OMCBA is, it's one of the toughest hunts out there. If you're getting ready for it, you better have your dog ready, and you better condition him and have him right. And you better have a squirrel dog to go down there and win. It's not the easiest conditions, usually. It's not a lot of squirrels, usually. You know, this year there was quite a few squirrels scored on, but you better have a squirrel dog when you go down there. It's a tough place to compete. There's a lot of good dogs that come there. I think it's, you know, it's up there near USDC. You know, there's a lot of great dogs in USDC too, and a lot of good competitors and handlers. But OMCBA is the top echelon in my book. I always look forward to going down there. I have a great time every time I go. Yeah, I've been beat, but I always look forward to the prizes. You know, it usually pays out $500 is what it pays out for if you win, and you get two first place for winning it towards your championship or grand, which that's what our next goal is, to grand him out and possibly try to go win a senior OMCBA world title with him. We'd like to win a few more junior world titles this year. I did not make it to the UMCA junior world this year. I ended up having COVID. I thought I had flu, and I had COVID, and I was running 101, 102 fever Thursday and Friday night. And so I did not get to go to that. And I was possibly going to skip that and go to the little world, USDC little world, but ended up being sick. And we ended up getting like 4 inches of snow and colder than Tatey's up here. So that's the reason I was changing my mind to go back down to the UMCA. But we still got the USDC junior, and we have Jamestown spring hunt we're going to hit and see what happens. See what he can pull off.
Gotcha. So we didn't touch on it a whole lot, but you said he come off a little sniper and Rosebud. When did you get the dog? And I guess, did you train him? Was he started? How'd that work?
Well, I ended up getting him when he was 7 weeks old. Toby Fikes called me up and he said, hey, you expressed you're interested in this cross that I made the first time, and I didn't have enough pups. Would you like to purchase this pup? I got a male pup. And I said, man, you don't have a female. He said, I do, but I'm keeping the female. And I was like, all right, because I'm a female guy usually. I said, yeah, you know, I'm not going to turn him down. I'll go ahead and I'll buy him. So me and my wife hopped in the car. We went down and stayed a night or two down at the beach, and then drove back up to Toby's house and picked him up and drove home with him at 7 weeks old. And at about 4.5, 5 months old, he started I had him turn loose in here, and I got some feeders out in the yard, and he started showing interest, and he would tree by sight, you know, and chase squirrels and stuff. And I thought, okay, it's getting ready to start, get ready to start starting you. And I had two other pups here, and all they wanted to do was run deer, and I had him running loose with them, and they'd hit a deer, and here'd come Gator. And I was like, really? If I'm told you're not wanting to run a deer? You know what I mean? And I'm not saying he didn't try it a few times, but he just cut back off of it. And they were a little older than him, and them two fools would drive it through the country. I mean, I wouldn't pick them up 2 miles away from the house before. He just come back around, and I start messing with him, and he started treeing it. 5.5, 6 months old, and never looked back, and started getting better and better and better, and went from there. I've raised him. He's been here since he's been 7 weeks old. He was always a real hyperspastic pup, but he would kind of listen. But even to this day, you get him out of the kennel, and he's spinning in circles on the leash. And he doesn't touch you because I got on him about jumping on you when he was a pup. But he'll spin in circles in front of you and be wanting to go, like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And he's half crazy. That's the way I like him, half crazy.
I wonder where he gets that from.
I think it's coming from his daddy a little bit. His daddy was the same way. I was with Merle when Little Sniper started, and I've seen a lot about Little Sniper since he was young. I knew Little Sniper's mother. I hunted with her a lot. She was a squirrel dog machine, Lace, that Merle had. And the Clyde dog, Bob Bauer owned. I did not get to hunt with him much, if any. I think maybe one time. What they told me, he was a really super nice squirrel dog as he got older. He was Rage's brother, but he didn't get pushed as hard as Rage or anything like that. But he's a nice reproducer, no matter what the controversy is there. And I know Clyde, he's been DNA, and he's correct, and so is Lace. And so that's how Little Sniper come about. And I own Little Sniper's brother, Razor, but he was didn't have all the craziness Little Sniper did that I liked, and just a lot of flash. But Little Sniper ended up turning out to be a super nice dog, and I think he's going to be one of the top reproducers around also. I think he's really reproducing. Seeing Gator's sister, like I said, all dogs have bad days, but I've seen a lot of good things and a lot of good reports out of that cross with Little Sniper, and other people have had nice pups on the, I guess it's Ronnie and maybe you that are running that webpage for Sniper, and man, I'm seeing a lot of good reports on the pups that are coming out of Little Sniper.
Yep, you're right about that. Well, what is y'all's plans for Gator? I know you said you want to try to hit, the USDC Junior, and then what's the end goal? What are you after long term?
Long term, he's actually turned in to be my buddy. I'm just going to let him sit here and be a squirrel dog, and I'll run the hunts what I want to go to. And I'd like to win. I'll be honest with you. I'd like to win the world hunts like Hummer did. I'd like to have 6 or 7 world titles on him by the time I'm in, done with him, not just the junior titles, but senior titles. And then, I'm going to hit USDC. I feel, these dogs that are hunting these hunts, they need to be 4 years old, 5 years old to hit these USDC money hunts and stuff. And I'm not saying there's some 3-year-olds that can win here and there, but you watch as the year goes on and it gets rough on them young dogs as the year goes on and you're at hunts after week after week after week on them. 4 to 5 years old is what I like seeing a dog if you're going to push them hard. Not saying I'm not going to hit a few. I'll be honest with you. If he does really well in the pup hunt at USDC Junior, I might even put him in the senior hunt because it's so close to my house. Not saying he's going to win it. Not saying he's going to even win one cast, but I'm going to see what he can do. Like I said, I like him a lot, and he's just a straight, nice squirrel dog. He likes to have a squirrel a lot of times, and I'm not saying he's going to get you on the squirrel car too, because he's got such a big Aaron nose that I've seen him tree squirrels other dogs didn't even know was in the woods. And then I've seen him make some den trees with squirrels laying on the outside of den trees. So, And sometimes I've seen him where he ain't even treeing on a tree. He's just treeing and looking straight the way he's looking, and there'd be a squirrel sitting in the tree that he's looking at, because he couldn't, there was no scent on the tree, but he could smell it, and then you get over there and you feel the air on your face. So hopefully we can have some luck. You know, it always takes luck. But I think I got the dog that can do some winning in the future, and that's my goal. Not saying that I won't breed a few females that are nice females. He's not going to be opened up to public stud or nothing like that. There is a few females that are in the works that want to breed to him, and I plan on breeding to those females, but it's going to be very selective.
Gotcha. All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to touch on before we wrap this thing up tonight?
No, I mean, hopefully I answered your questions. It wasn't too boring for everybody. the world hunt was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed winning it, and had a lot of people to thank for, you know, especially my wife, as much time as I take away from her. Me hunting anywhere from 5-6 days a week, she kind of takes the brunt end of all of it. So I definitely got to thank her and my family for putting up with my habits. So, and friends that have helped me along the way, you know, Sammy for down there, and different friends that have talked through things with me. And some of them are really good dog men that I keep in touch with and talk through different things. So, but yeah, hopefully I got to answer everybody's curiosity or answer or questions, and go from there.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Like I said, at the Hunting Dog Public, we just want to say congrats on winning the Junior World. And who knows, maybe we'll have you back on here in a month or so after the USDC Little World.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Miles. And anytime.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.